Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
Well, it is once again from the kitchen. A good evening to you and IUP at 11:05 on a Friday evening on your Fan New York City. Steve Summers here, you there on the other side of the kitchen at 345 Hudson. Peter Hoffman, unit production manager, choreographer, and makeup man. And don't forget that 1-877-337-6666, and it'll be a 3-hour Friday into a Saturday morning schmooze right up until Sal Licata coming your way at 2 on your Fan New York City. You know, I was thinking really just a little while ago when I got the news, and I'll relay that news, somewhat breaking news, but it's breaking news with a small b. But sometimes the rumor is more than meets the eye and the ear. Certainly more exciting can a rumor be, and more uplifting can a rumor be than reality. And in a few minutes, you'll understand what we mean. And in this case, we're going to save the not-so-exciting, the not-so-interesting reality for a couple of minutes from now. Yes, the Nets did sign a guard, and it was expected, a no-brainer. The New York Knickerbockers signed a guard, and no, you have not heard of him. And it wasn't Westbrook or Fred VanVleet. And the New York Metropolitans, they signed a pitcher, and no, it wasn't Trevor Bauer or Charlie Morton. And no, you haven't heard of him either. We'll get to the lower part of the excitement level in a few minutes. But tonight on a Football Friday, you do have the basketball and baseball rumors that will fill your weekend. On a Football Friday, you have enough going on with the Knickerbockers and enough with the Nationals as it relates to both the New York Yankees and the New York Mets and the Dodgers as it relates to the New York Mets. And yes, the Yankees, that, well, they may keep you guessing along with the rest of us. And you know that I'm talking a little bit about DJ LeMahieu, but again, we will get to him. There's another team that is going after DJ. We'll get to that. But there is so much with the rumors that really you may not be able, this entire weekend may be filled with some exciting rumors, but you may not be able to give your undivided attention because of these exciting rumors that may fill the entire weekend. You may not be able to give your attention to the Jets. Wouldn't that be a disaster? You may not be able to give your attention to the Jets losing to Justin Herbert and the Chargers on Sunday. And what a shame that would be. as long as you do look in long enough to see that dreaming for Trevor Lawrence is still in play. We know where there is smoke, there's fire, especially in the hills of Northern California. Today, lots of smoke, but no real fire with the Knickerbockers, and usually it's smoke and mirrors, but nothing. But we heard so many rumors today where they were involved. And then, of course, there was news about 10:45 or 10 between 10:30 and 10:45 tonight that isn't so exciting. This is why we're talking about the rumors first and then what turned out to be some reality at this point. Although there is going to be another chapter, it could be the Knickerbockers just getting themselves another piece for a deal for a player we have heard of. But, and after yesterday also, I mean, you got to figure the Knickerbockers are in the running to make some kind of a blockbuster deal because of what they did yesterday with Leon Rose. And you know, from this clearing $40 million in cap space by waving goodbye to six players to be named later by other teams, if at all, and Gordon Haywood opting out of a $34 million deal with Boston, you know from this as well. So let us count the rumors with the New York Knickerbockers. And leading off this morning, and everybody sounded as if there was going to be some urgency with this happening, and I was hoping seriously so that it wasn't going to happen, because we heard about this player, and again, a player, Westbrook, his name, and that did not bring a smile to the face, because Westbrook would be of little help aiding and abetting and developing a young team. He's a Batman needing a Robin. If only his Batmobile had two seats. And then we heard of this other player who, thanks the basketball gods, you got to believe that he only has two ankles, since any more than that would be at risk for breaking down. And he'd be the first to agree that you need ankles, you need feet. They're needed to leap tall buildings and run the floor in the NBA. And we heard, actually read some tweets from this morning from Mark Stein of the New York Times, that two teams, the Indiana Pacers and the New York Knickerbockers, were showing interest in Hayward. And the Knickerbockers were being, to quote Mark Stein, very aggressive, pursuing what many feel would be a good player to have if only his feet and ankles would cooperate.
This is probably the most difficult search in human history.
Hayward drives, spins, mid-block, falls away, tough shot, got it. Hayward's drive, pump fake, step back, ooh, and banks it home. Smart swings it back to Hayward, up fakes the three, steps to his left, it's in the air, got it. Ooh. Gordon Hayward's got 29.
I think me personally, just trying to help us offensively, being somebody that can get in the paint, create.
Hayward inside the free throw line, pokes it up with the right hand and scores. Smart diagonal pass in the corner, open, Hayward three. Into the left corner for Gordon Hayward, his three is good. Has it on the baseline and floats it out safe for the Hayward, who's open for three. Got it! Turns the corner, finds Hayward, open three, got it!
We have so many athletes, so many guys that can score and bring up the ball.
And, of course, later in the day, we did hear that with the Indiana Pacers and again, the Knickerbockers being aggressive, that Hayward was leaning towards Indiana. All right, and so we heard from that. And then we heard, this almost had me on the floor. And this is another one that, between you and me and the lamppost, my two cents worth, I don't want to see him in a Knickerbocker uniform. But then we were hearing of yet this other rumor, one that didn't play well at all with me, as I say, and neither did he at the end of his days and nights at Madison Square Garden in New York City. He was not a fan of Jeremy Lin taking over center stage. He may have influenced Porzingis and let Porzingis know that he wasn't among the tallest of New York City landmarks. And at the very end, he was looking a little bit soft. He reminded me, I thought one night, I'm looking at the Pillsbury Doughboy. He was not defined. He wasn't in the best shape. He was looking more his age. And, of course, he was taking his time out there on the floor, wasn't he? He was looking for his shot, as a good many of us were looking away.
I don't know. That's something I would have to, you know, kind of think about. But I think it's more so on kind of what direction the organization wants to go.
People say we got it made. Don't they know we're so afraid? Solution.
Anthony for three. Bang! Oh, Anthony, that's a long three. Bang! Wow, Carmelo on fire.
We're afraid to be alone. Everybody got to have a home. Solution.
Anthony. Millsap on him. 6 seconds. Drives inside. Got hit. He laid it in.
Man, it was just one of those zones, and you know, not trying to lose and trying to give ourselves the opportunity to stay in the game.
I don't expect you to understand after you've caused so much pain.
And Anthony lost his headband on the baseline, and he got another one. He delivers the deuce, and we're tied again.
But then again, you're not to blame. You're just a human. A victim of the insane.
I think about that more so of kind of my decision. I mean, at the end of the day, it will come down to my decision, but I think more about what my family is thinking and kind of what they're going to have to go through, if anything.
The sun will never disappear, but the world may not have many years. So Leon.
And of course, Leon Rose was his not so secret agent man. And as the rumor goes, Mellow is going to come back to help the kids grow. That probably means the kids watching the isolationist creating his own shot off a double team and taking his time, 1001, 1002, 1003, with the other four watching, getting a good view right there on the floor. So we heard, of course, with the rumors, and behind door number one was Westbrook early in the morning, and behind door number two was Gordon Hayward, and of course behind door number three later on was the isolationist. And if there was a fourth door in this house of rumors, we would open it, and we would love to be finding Fred Van Fleet. And, of course, he would be at the point, and he's got the, everyone knows about him. And he's a distributor, he's a shooter, he's a defender, he's a good all-around guard. He's 27, 28 years old, and you can run the floor with him, and his ankles are very, very healthy, and also his feet. Now, the following, and this is not going to take long, the following is a open letter to Steve Cohen. Dear Steve, in case you're not aware, the Washington Nationals are calling the Cubs about Chris Bryant. And on this program, for most of this prior week, just about every day this week, we have been talking about Chris Bryant. The Cubs and Chris Bryant want to have some kind of divorce. So, Steve, we think it might be wise for you or Sandy to investigate. You can call Mark Lerner. He is the managing principal owner of the Cubs at 202-675-6282. And we've heard the Dodgers are reaching out to the Rockets regarding Nolan Arenado in case Justin Turner, as a free agent, takes his mask off again, and the Dodgers have had enough of that. So please get in touch with Colorado's owner, Richard Monfort, at 303-292-0200 and find out what is happening there with Nolan Arenado. Now, it's not that either of these players are going to be moved right now or even come to the New York Metropolitans, but after what we heard of the signing tonight of a Metropolitan pitcher no one has heard of, we don't want anything that reminds us of the Will Ponzi's. And even if Arenado doesn't want to come to your money, and even if anyone else, like what we are hearing with the rumor here with the Chris Bryant, even if he wasn't going to come here, you certainly have to investigate, you and or Sandy. You have to investigate with Bryant and Arenado, because Metropolitan fans would go bonkers. They would be excited. It would be like happy days are here again, all over again. So the bottom line is you want to do some investigating, and you don't want either of these players at all to get away to other teams without deciding if one of them might, let's be right to the point here, if one of them might fit into your plans for 2020 and beyond. Sincerely, Steve Summers, WFAN Radio. The Nationals would like DJ LeMahieu. Well, two words for that. Good luck, because we know where he wants to be. We know where the Yankees want him to be. And for the sake, I'm just saying, Brian Cashman, you know he's listening. You know Randy Levine. Randy, how you doing? I know you're listening as well. Mr. Steinbrenner, I know you're listening. Get the deal done, all right? Because enough with any kind of guessing. You certainly don't want DJ LeMahieu to show up in a Metropolitan uniform, and nobody really thinks that is going to happen, because we know you and the Yankees want him. That's your number one priority. It's going to cost you money. And what? You don't have it? So the bottom line is get it done so we can get any rumorizing the Washington Nationals would like him. You know who else would like him? The real question is what team wouldn't want him? I mean, let's face it, you got half of Major League Baseball. Who wouldn't be interested already in DJ LeMahieu? But, again, the Nationals, well, you know, they miss Anthony Rendon. They could use he's a third baseman, and that's probably why they're also knocking on the Cubs' door about Chris Bryant. Or even with Justin Turner, they'll be going after him too, was one report. But nonetheless, go about doing your due diligence and get it out of the way. So then you can worry about catching and pitching and a left-handed bat and so forth and so on. Now, the breaking news, just hearing rumors is a good thing, because at least you've heard of the people being rumorized, whether they come or not, whether you like Melo coming back for a year, whether you want to see Westbrook at all whether you want to see a very injury-prone Gordon Hayward, who really had his best days in Utah, although he did end, as you know, in the bubble okay and sound with the ankles and the feet. But then you have, again, something like this at about sometime tonight, and I'm sure you already have heard about it, and it's not going to raise the needle. It is not going to move the needle, I should say. It is not going to get you all excited. It'll probably mean another program of mine in which I get one call an hour. Because if the Metropolitans do something exciting, you won't get through this program. And if the New York Yankees get through, do something, at least give Yankee fans a chance to exhale and breathe easier and get any negative thoughts they may have, that God forbid LeMahieu is going to sign with another team. Just do what you want to do and get it done. What is the waiting for? You can do it. Let's get it done. Maybe it already is, and yet the paperwork hasn't been signed. I would rather believe that than what? Just sitting back and waiting for DJ to call you first. You call him. You get it done. That's the end of it. But a short time ago, the New York Knickerbockers, all right, I hope you're sitting down for this. The New York Knickerbockers, and I hope you're sitting down, especially if you're driving. A short time ago, the Knickerbockers signed Alec Burks. Okay, let's hear it for Alec Burks. Yes. Now, Alec Burks. Well, he did average 15 a game with two teams, Philadelphia and the mouthpiece and the shimmy. He signs for 1 year and $6 million, and he is a number one, does play the number two. He's 29 years old. Yawn, ho-hum. And the Nets, of course, they signed Joe Harris, and you know all about that. That was a must. He's part of the core with the Allen and Dinwiddie and LeVert. They're the core four with Harris. And 4 years and $75 million for Joe Harris. And then the New York Metropolitans. See, we've been talking about Trevor Bauer and even Charlie Morton, and again, a couple of pitchers that, you know, either could help the starting rotation or the bullpen. And then we talk Springer, and then we talk, you know, we've been bringing up Arenado and bringing up Chris Bryant. And names you've heard of. But tonight, the Mets sign a pitcher, and it's not Trevor. It's not Trevor Bauer with the electrodes and the temples and the drones, and he's got a strong arm. He could reach, let's face it, from the rubber's band, not only home plate, but if he turns around, he could throw it over the center field fence. What is it? But they signed tonight Sam McWilliams. Doesn't that, this means like no calls in the 11 o'clock hour and maybe one in the 12 o'clock hour with me talking and talking and talking and saying nothing until Sal Licata at 2. Sam McWilliams, he has never been for $750,000, look out, was Steve and Sandy overspending. And he's 25, and he has been a six-year minor leaguer with three different organizations, Philadelphia, Arizona. He's been with their systems, and he did make AAA with Tampa Bay. He was a part of their 60-player pool. If I'm Stevie Cohn and Sandy Alderson, I would have taken that $750 and bought an Olympic-sized pool. In his minor league career, 30 and 35, but the ERA respectable, 3.85, in 94 starts and 15 relief appearances. See, I can't help it. I'm sorry. I apologize. When I hear of Sam McWilliams, I think of the Will Ponzi's, because this is the kind of deal they would make. I want the big splash. Well, here's a guy who comes from a 60-player pool, so we'll have to dive into that. And there's your splash for a Friday night. It is also, of course, a week 11. And, again, good luck with your fantasy. I was listening with the JJ at the end of his show with his with some of his picks, and then Peter with his picks, and Paulie Rosenberg with his picks. And neither of those wonderful three men come close to the Fearless Forecaster. And you know it, I know it, they know it, everybody knows it. And now we have to take a break. And I'll give you the phone number. And again, don't all call at once. And we're just getting underway with what is now about a 2.5 hour schmooze. And note from the number, as if you didn't already, it is 1-877-337-6666 to call on the best radio station in the world, WFAN in New York City.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.